Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is Steve Arterburn here with Jason Martinkus. He is the author. His latest book, it's a good one, Worthy of Her Trust. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Steve.
How you doing?
Fantastic. Glad to be here.
Well, we are so glad you're here. And Chris Williams is with
us
today. Chris?
Yes, good to be here.
Chris is a therapist there, Christian therapist. At least he says he's a Christian. And we have
that's the rumor out there.
It's under scrutiny at this point.
No. Anyway, he does a great job, and we're glad he's with us. Let me read you something from Women in the Battle. It's a testimony from Meredith. She says, before attending Women in the Battle, I felt like I was in a slow downward spiral toward death. I felt like I was dying from the inside out. Just a casual observation here. That's not a good place to be. All right. This weekend was the kickstart of me saying goodbye to the old me, my old marriage and dreams. And I can now say that I have a new life with hope and power to ask what I need now and that it's okay to do that. Mm-hmm. It saved my life, physically, emotionally, spiritually. You know, I am just astounded at how many people do not feel like they deserve to have a need met. They don't even feel deserving of God's love. And if you're listening and that's the way you feel, well, you're listening to the right place. Because we know that God does love you and you are worthy of that love and you're worthy of having your needs met.
Mm-hmm.
So, God bless you. Get some help. Let us help you. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We really could provide perhaps the help that you've been looking for. Maybe it's the help that you've resisted for a long time, but you know, maybe you stop that resistance and it just opens the door to so many things. Well, guys, let's go right to the phones. Let's talk to Jerry from Weymouth, Massachusetts, listens on WEZE. Hello there, Jerry.
Hi, how are you?
What's going on?
Here's the situation. My daughter, I've called you before, and my daughter is, took off with her boyfriend, and her boyfriend's still married to somebody else, and my two grandchildren went with her.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have no, we have no forwarding address. We have no phone number to reach her.
Okay.
In fact, she doesn't want to be contacted.
All right.
The situation is this. He's a controller, and he said that we probably won't see our grandchildren again if we don't apologize for treating him the way we did, which we just trying to find out about him by asking people behind his back about his character.
Uh-huh. Okay. And what's the question for us then?
His parents are defending him.
Okay.
And saying he's the greatest guy on earth, but they won't tell us the phone number or the address of where that is going to be 900 miles away from us.
Okay. So what? All right. So what's the question for us then?
The question I have is, how do I reach out to his parents who are totally brainwashed by him? And we've heard from his wife, because he's still married.
All right. Hold on. We're going to try to give you some help for that. If you're on a headset or some other thing there, I hope you'll get off of that, and we'll try to fix that connection with your phone. You're listening to New Life. Pray for him and that daughter while we go to this break, and then we'll come back and give some hope here.
Sometimes wives feel guilty when they think about investing in themselves. Sometimes the women are like, gosh, it just isn't practical, or doesn't make sense, or it costs too much. And I'm like, look at the cost you've had to carry and what you've lived with for all these years. You're worth getting that self-care.
It's an eye-opener to me because it made me to understand what sexual addiction really is.
I had no motivation, no joy, and no insight.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues. Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 13th through the 15th in Washington, D.C. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
I will continue to break down doors and blow up walls that get in the way of this healing process. If God is for you, who could be against you?
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And just imagine if you were a father and now your daughter's gone, and she's gone with a guy that's still married, and you have no way to contact her. Chris, why don't you start us off here?
Yeah, Jerry, do you have any contact with your daughter at all? Jerry, you still there with us?
The day she doesn't. She's gonna leave.
He said he didn't have.
Oh, he didn't have. Okay. Well, Jerry, I do find it a bit ironic, if this is the greatest guy ever, why his parents wouldn't want you guys to be in contact with him, or why the need to control or hide. I think that it sounds to me, based on what you're telling me, is a fairly dangerous situation, in the sense that the more controlling a person is means the more fearful they are. The more fearful they are, the more potential abuse or just dangerous behavior can result from that. And so I would do everything you can to reach out to your daughter. I know there may not be ways of doing that, but what I would protect yourself from is any of the messages or the truth coming from this guy or his parents. They seem to be in a deep, deep denial system around this, which keeps this right. Very unhealthy pattern and behavior going, which does pose a danger to, quite honestly, to your daughter and your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What do you think, Jason?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jerry.
What would you do?
Why don't you talk?
Yeah, go ahead. I can hear you. But my phone's giving feedback.
Okay,
right,
so here's what I was going to say is...
Listen to what Jason has to say there.
If I were you, I'd sort of change my approach a little bit. I mean, it sounds like some of what's coming through across the wire with us is a little bit of character assassination of the guy she's with and the family that he's from and that kind of thing. I'd shift gears a little bit, and I would, instead of worrying about attacking them or deciding or judging them, I would communicate that you want to be the safest place on the planet for her to return home to. When she gets home, there's not going to be questions asked. There's not going to be all this hoopla about who and what and who said and she said, that you just want your daughter and those kids home. And that it's not about who is at fault in any of that stuff. So communicating as much as you are with them, that you just want to be the safest place on the planet. Mm.
Even though,
his parents, possible.
What's that?
Communicating with his parents, you're saying?
Communicating with. Yeah. I can hear almost coming through your voice, darn it, we're going to get to the bottom of this. Well, mm-hmm. We don't need to get to the bottom of this. We just need our baby girl home.
Yeah.
And
so I just to put some legs on that, what you would be saying to... his parents is, hey, just calling. How are they doing? Of course, we're frustrated. We can't talk with them, everything, but they need anything we could do to help. How you guys doing? See the difference there?
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, look, birthdays are coming up for the grandkids. Wondering if we could send some presents and, whatever other than having this attitude of or staying in that place of I'm going to guilt you into revealing where they are or whatever. But just know this, we all feel for you and what you're having to go through. And this needs a lot of prayer and a lot of surrender. Now, let me ask you this. What is it in your daughter's life that would lead her to do something like this, that she would go off with a man that is still married? What is that all about? Was there abuse in her childhood? Was there neglect? What was it? What do you think it was?
She has a codependency problem, and she's been through two marriages already. And her childhood was, I believe, was very good.
You don't have anything that you could pinpoint and say, well, maybe there was too much of this or too little of that. Just
probably I could have spent more time with my daughter, but I have three children, and I try to balance it out between the three.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you could get a message to her that through all of this, you've been thinking about your role with her, and that you really see that you probably should have spent more time with her. Maybe she felt neglected, and you sure would like her to forgive you for that. Now that might break a little bit of that wall down between you and her, that gets her to be more attached to a married man than to her father that raised her. So anything you can do to come up with something that might be a sincere apology or something like that, that might be your best bet to get that communicated to her. And so I just to say to them, you know, if you ever talk with her, just let her know there's some things I really want to apologize to her for that I feel really bad about. I bet she'd want to know what those are. I hope that that's helpful to you. I'll send you a copy of How We Love and Mylon Kay's book. I hope that will help you greatly. All right. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the phone number. Also, you can find out so many great things about the workshops that we're doing. Transformation happens all the time. The next one is our Marriage Intimacy Intensive. That's Francis Chan, the author of Crazy Love, is the one that starts that off. And then, of course, Every Man's Battle, February the 19th with Jason. What an amazing, amazing thing that is, that these men come and open up and share. And Women in the Battles, March the 4th, Healing is a Choice, and the Marriage Solution Workshop, April the 15th. All right, well, let's go back to the phones. And how about going to, let's go to Todd. Is Todd there from Dallas, KWRD? Hi, Todd. How you doing?
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. I have to say I have great respect for your show and what you guys do there.
Thank you. Thank you. I was just in your fabulous town there and spent the weekend there, and we had a great time. How could we help you today?
Well, I'm calling about a situation that's just, I am just so overwhelmed and frustrated with it, but it seems real, may not seem that way, but it's to do with my church. I've been attending a very church here, very large church for about a little over 5 years. And one of the things, I kind of have a history with the pastor and stuff, a long-term history of where he came from. But one of the things that interested us in the church was they have a lot, just tons of events, classes, groups, conferences. I mean, literally almost every day of the week, there's something going on up there or somewhere. But then after trying to get plugged into a lot of this, the problem we kept having, every time I would call the church itself to try to get more detailed information about all this stuff that goes on up there, we got into a pattern. People would just answer the phone, and they would never directly answer a simple question of, like, where and time of event. They would always transfer you or tell you, did you check the website? And that just went on, I just can't tell you, for a year, over and over, just so much. And you would get misinformation or no calls back or no nothing, and it would be very frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and
so
like
this is a
term history of that.
When you say it's a large church, Ben, how many people go there?
Over 30,000, five campuses.
Okay, so I'm just assuming with that kind of a church population. I mean, to service 30,000 people and answer, you know, questions about events, they probably have to have a phone bank of about 10 people, wouldn't
they?
Well,
they claim they have a staff of 500 people on staff. That's a lot.
All right.
Of people.
So, what's your question for us?
So, are you
well,
in
what
a?
What happened? Like I said, so then we had some family crisis. I had a daughter that. Two daughters that are totally. I had one that was locked up in jail and with charges, and I was trying to bring her home. So I kept trying to contact the church for help and resources to deal with that.
Okay, now you know what? Here's the problem. You're not in a home group. You're not in a little small group with the church.
Well, actually, we did get into a group.
Well, that's who you. That's who you'd
that
be talking to.
Too.
Well, why was that a problem?
It was the same thing. It took us forever just to get involved in the group with the same kind of problem.
To expect the administration, you know, of this giant thing to respond versus, you know, your home group saying, hey, look, you know, here's what we can do, or I know this person, or let me connect you here. It just seems like maybe you're expecting something from the structure of a large church, and I bet they've gone to some trouble to break it down where people get help from ways other than just phoning the church office.
Yeah,
that's my thought.
Todd, I have a little bit of tough feedback for you, man.
Could I just give you a little more information before we get that far real quick?
Yeah. Do you have a breathing problem? Because I'm hearing some heavy breathing. Is there a medical problem that you're having to deal with?
No, I moved around, so I wanted it to be quiet, so there wasn't any disruption in the noise of the call.
All right. Okay.
Well, Todd, let me jump in for the sake of time, because I want to make sure that we can help you out here. But you've mentioned a few things here. The church has a lot of resources, that it does a lot of events, that it has a lot of programs, has a lot of people. And you also mentioned that there's a history with the pastor. That, to me, I'm going to put this way. That's a lot of noise. And what I mean by that is that what I didn't hear, and you said it's a long-term problem from the church, so you're aware that they have these issues and these struggles, but what you need in the moment of crisis is a strong relational connection. You need someone to really speak into that situation, to walk your family through that. And I'll just put it this way. Your expectation and reality are far apart. The reality of what they've shown you or what you've experienced there and what you're expecting of them is two different things. So your expectation is actually setting you up for a disappointment. And so what I want to encourage you in this and challenge you in is that if you need relational support and relational pastoral support, is to be very specific in your need. Be very intentional about where you seek that and how you seek that. Now, if you have come up short in this area, in this particular church, and this particular community of faith, you're in Dallas. There's options for this. There's other things. But it sounds to me like underneath this, my challenge to you is that it sounds like there's a lot of excuses and barriers outside of yourself to the help that you need. I would start taking control of this. If the church hasn't shown up for you the way it needs to show up for you, then look at making a change, making different choices around that.
Well, like I said, what I was trying to say, what happened was I wrote a letter to the entire executive staff when all this stuff happened. And like I said, we had a couple crises. And I finally got a response. And we had a lunch meeting with one of the senior pastors, right? And I explained all this, and I actually had documentation when we had it. I had printouts of misinformation from the website about time and date, so I had material to back up, you know, what was going on. And they seemed concerned. We had that meeting, and he said he'd get back with me. I never heard from him again.
Okay.
So staff, he never called me back, never contacted me again after having that.
So So I'm just going to turn your phone down there because of the movement and stuff. And I just hope you'll listen to this one little thought, and that is that, look, they responded to the complaint letter, but they didn't follow up. Usually if somebody doesn't follow up in 3 or 4 days, you call them back and say, hey, I was expecting a response. But I think my guess is you used to have a relationship with this pastor before he was working with 30,000 people. And now you have some expectations of connection here that aren't being fulfilled. And so you might just have to go to another church. You may just have to find a small church. Because I just think you've got to find a way to be satisfied with a church versus every day something else comes up that you're critical of. Jason, your thought?
I'm happy to share just a couple of quick things with you, Todd, whenever we come back from the break. But this comes back to one of those core ideas of sometimes we complain about the change or sometimes we become the change.
We'll be back.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own, had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions, then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, ziplining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103. Or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Glad with you. Jason, you had a couple of comments about dissatisfaction in churches and all of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just listening to what Todd's saying, and he obviously has Chris said during the break, there's obviously an axe to grind, and rightfully so. It sounds like you've been done wrong. You've been, you know, not gotten some of what you need. And so, at the end of the day, I mean, you can complain about that and find a new church, where ultimately, when that church grows to 30,000, they'll drop the ball on you, too. Or, I mean, in all likelihood, or you can call up your buddy that you knew from way back in the day, who's now the pastor of the church, and say, hey, let me somehow be a point person for this to change so this doesn't happen to other people. Let me sort of quarterback this deal where people like me in need are calling, and figure out a way to sort of enact the change that you want to see in the church. Be the hands and feet, so to speak.
And I would say, Todd, that I hear you're looking for relationship. And that might be an assumption on my part, but I think that's a really, really good thing. But find relationship where it's available, not where it's unavailable.
Right. The other thing is, we never want to find ourselves in a position where we believe that we are the Lord's official quality control officer. Because some people call that a perfectionist. I call it a quality control specialist. Because really, that is just a really exciting way to never have to deal with me if I'm always expecting other people to do stuff they don't want to do, they haven't signed up to do, and then I'm disappointed, then I'm complaining, and then I'm asking for more stuff, and then I never deal with me. I love to complain. I love to be the Lord's official quality control official person there. And, you know, by the way, the letters of Lord's Official Quality Control Officer, the acronym there is LOCO. And so we've got to move out of that role, you know, where we're really saying, and I think it's what you're saying, Jason, how can I contribute to the healing of the problem rather than just pointing out? There's a great ad on where a guy is really in bad shape. And by the way, I'll send you a copy of Healing is a Choice, and I hope that's going to be a blessing. There's a guy who's in bad shape, and he asked for help, and the guy says that he's just a health monitor. You know, he's not a real physician. And the guy goes, well, what good does that do? You know, I need somebody to help me here. And we don't want to be just a monitor of whether or not needs are being met. We want to be the people that are meeting other people's needs. That's how you gain credibility in a church. You're a need meter, and then when you see a deficit that's there, people listen to you because, boy, you're out there trying to help mm-hmm. other people.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to our next caller. I'll let you guys pick who it is that you would like for us to have on the program right now. Who is that going to be?
Let's go with Wyatt in Colorado Springs, Colorado, listening on KGFT.
All right, Wyatt, how you doing there, buddy?
Good. How about yourself? Thanks so much for taking my call.
Certainly. What's going on today?
Well, I've been in a situation as a father of two children, 3.5 years old and 2.5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
We separated from my ex-spouse, I would say, April 2015. And right 2 weeks after the separation, she started having emotional affair via internet with some guys from her past.
Okay.
And then contacting other guys. And then the separation, our communication got really intense and bad over the situation. So she chose to file for divorce, and with divorce came a lot of false accusation as well.
Mm.
But through the process, we promised that no matter what happened with us, whenever there is anything affecting our children's life, we
mm-hmm.
must have a clear line of communication and leave each other know about what's happening in our kids' life, and she promised and she agreed with.
Uh-huh.
But recently, I found out that my 2-year-old son that she has been telling me, he has been telling me that he has a new daddy, a new home, and 2 new siblings, and they're driving there every weekend with mommy.
Mm.
And so I knew that my ex-spouse was going out of town every weekend whenever she had a chance of taking the kids with her for the past 8 months.
Mm. That must have been so painful.
Oh, my gosh.
That must have been so painful. Let me ask you this. How often are you seeing those children?
Well, right now I'm having them every Wednesday night and every other weekend. But the case is going on in court right now, which it will be finalized at the end of next month. And I'm fighting over 50-50.
Mm-hmm. Okay, why did you settle for Wednesday and every other weekend?
Well, that's what she proposed.
But my question was, why did you settle for seeing those kids on Wednesdays and every other weekend?
Well, at the first, I did not have any attorney, and she had an attorney.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was tricked through the whole process. I was
okay, why didn't you go get an attorney? Not that that fixes everything, but I'm just wondering, why didn't you say, hey, my kids need me, she's sick, I'm not, they need me, I got to get the best attorney ever, or she's going to be raising these kids with somebody else?
Well, the situation was that we were living in another town.
Mm-hmm.
She moved back to Colorado Springs while I was there with my job and dealing with the rental apartment. So I was in a situation that I could not afford quitting my job and packing everything and coming.
How was she making money? How was she doing that?
She's a self-employed. She was a legal transcriber, so she was.
Oh dear. Okay. All right. We'll try to give you some help here. I'm so sorry that that happened. So sorry that those kids would all just instantly believe this is their daddy. Okay, we'll be back after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. And we want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDare.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. We do take and deal with a lot of issues, and sometimes we deal with tragedies. And the tragedy of a woman taking children, let me turn this off here, a woman taking children and telling them, hey, look, here's the new dad and all this stuff, that is a horrible tragedy.
It really
is. Jason, you have some thoughts here.
Chris, how about we?
All right.
I'm sorry, Chris, go ahead.
Well, Wyatt, here's where I want to start. First and foremost, I really am sorry that you find yourself in this situation. The three of us here could really empathize with the importance of father and being dad, and what a incredible reward that is. What an incredible honor that is. So here's what I want to let you know. It is an honor, and it's also an incredible responsibility. There is no substitute for dad. There's not a substitute for you in your children's lives, and they're really young and incredibly impressionable. So the first thing I want you to know is that you're in a legal battle. Get the best lawyer possible. If you're going into a gunfight, bring a gun, basically, and bring the best one that you can. I don't mean to be paint that negative of a picture, but I do want to say that you are fighting not for yourself purely here. You are first and foremost fighting for your children. Your ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, whatever the case, is not making clear decisions, and there's a very dangerous message that they're getting a new daddy. You need to control that message. You need to take that message back, and I, as a dad, I want to be on your side and let you know that you need to do everything you can to get the resources on your side. And you seem like a really nice guy, Wyatt. Mm-hmm. This is not being mean. I want to make that crystal clear. This is not being mean, cruel, or vindictive. This is fighting for your right, responsibility, and privilege as a father, and it's critically important to your two kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I affirm what Chris just said. I mean, where you're facing here in terms of gut-wrenching, for you and for them, at the end of the day, fighting tooth and nail to have as much custody as possible, because you're going to be the one speaking the truth into their life when their mom's kind of going off the rails. The other thing I would just say is remember, don't throw her under the bus. Mm-hmm. You know, nowhere along the way do you want to badmouth their mom or what she's doing, the choices she's making. You can speak the truth into them and remind them what solid and centered is without throwing her under the bus in the process.
Yeah, that's good.
All right. Hope that's helpful to you. I'm glad that you called. Sorry that you're going through this. And it's a great lesson for all men that face this. You know, don't just roll over and let somebody take those kids away from you. You know, fight for them in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Get the best legal help that you possibly can. I was just reading the Lose It for Life evaluations from our weekend in Dallas that we had, and we've got another one coming up in April. And, you know, a person just summed it all up by saying it was a gift. Mm. Now, that's a pretty great endorsement right there. It's just simply a gift. I hope it's a gift to you. I pray that it's a gift that you give yourself. If you have a financial problem getting there, well, let us help you with it. We want to do that.
Yeah.
All right, guys, why don't you pick our next caller, and we'll go to that call.
Before we do that, Steve, I want to jump in with something. Last time I was here, we interviewed one of the alum of the Lose It for Life, and oftentimes our callers and our participants have so much wisdom. She left a quote I will never forget. And she said that by going to the Lose It for Life conference, I realized that the weight on my soul was much greater than the weight on my body. And that when I was able to remove the weight on my soul, the weight on my body followed.
There you are. I love that. That's awesome. And, you know, I was commenting on the people that gave their testimonies at the end. Not one person said, well, now I really understand what calories are all about, or now I really understand how that system of that diet should be working. Every one of them talked about soul issues.
Yeah.
Because the it isn't the weight. It's the stuff inside of us that causes us to drag that weight around. It's revolutionary. I've never seen a diet book where it says, hey, before you learn to cook differently and all these different things, we think you ought to deal with your heart.
Yeah,
and your soul, and we ought to look at maybe something's really driving that eating. That's what we do, and we help you resolve it, and we give you tools to deal with it. It's a pretty amazing thing. You call us if you want to join us in April. It's in Ohio, and it's worth it. Oh, please come if you need it. All right, good call there, Chris. Now let's find our next caller. Let's talk to whoever you guys want to talk to.
Let's go. Let's go, Danny, who listens on WFIA in Louisville, Kentucky.
Hi there. How you doing, Danny?
Hey, thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, I just want to, again, thank you all for taking my call. And my question is in regards to my marriage. I'm just having issues as far as whether to stay or whether to divorce my husband.
Why would you divorce him? Tell us why in the world person like you would want to divorce such a wonderful man like him. I'm just assuming that.
Well, he's had issues with porn.
Okay.
And he's also admitted to acting out with prostitutes.
Oh, my goodness.
I found this out 2 months ago. And since then, he's been in a men's recovery group. He's also been going to a therapist. We've always attended church, but I notice he's more serious and involved with it now. But my issue is, you know, there's that verse in Matthew where Jesus did say that if a man commits adultery, then divorce is permissible. So I guess I was just looking for some guidance and advice because a big part of me is just wanting to be done with it and move on with my life.
Sure. Well, all I can say is, yes, you have grounds for divorce. And if you had told us that his response to you was, he said he was going to pray more and read his Bible more, I'd be saying, you know, you may have to accept that exception clause that Jesus put out there. But here's a guy who is doing something about the problem. Seems like he's wanting to win your heart back. And I think even if you said to him, you know, why don't you go to the workshop that Jason does, he'd probably do that too. And here's the deal. When divorce occurs, most women find themselves with children in a very, very bad place financially. Men, just in a really worse place financially because of divorce. Spiritually, everybody just takes it takes a big chunk out of you. Emotionally, drains you. And so anything you could do to encourage him to continue to win your heart, build back the relationship, I'm going to tell you something. That effort to forgive him would be so far easier than rebuilding a life after divorce. That's my bias. Mm-hmm. I've been there. I've seen it. I've felt it. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. And yes, there are times when people just need to walk out of that marriage. It's cruel. It's mean. The person won't change. I'm not hearing that about him. Jason, what are your thoughts here?
Yeah, a couple things. You know, anytime I talk to somebody who's in your shoes, Danny, and I'm sure people that are listening get tired of hearing me say this, you know, it's not your fault. You need to know that first and foremost, that his infidelity in visiting prostitutes is not your fault. It has nothing to do with your body, your character as a woman or a wife. It is not your fault. Do you know that, first of all?
I do know that.
Okay,
yes.
Good. Yes. Second thing is listening to what you're saying. Of course, you want to run. That would be the, you know, in terms of the immediacy of it, it'd be the easier thing to do. One thing that Shelley talks about, my wife, whenever she's talking with wives, is she talks about healthy detachment, and in effect, sitting in the stands and watching the game, as opposed to being on the field. And so that's what I want to encourage you to do: is give yourself some time frames to sit in the stands and just watch. Pull your heart back from him a little bit. Yeah. Don't be so invested emotionally, but just watch and see if this recovery stuff sticks. And give yourself some time frame. Say, you know what, okay, here we are at the end of January. I'm gonna look March 15th. I'm going to give it 6 weeks. And in 6 weeks, I'm going to reassess again if I want to give it another 6 weeks. And
great way to do it.
Let him know, I'm just watching you. I'm wondering if you're going to show me whether it's worth sticking around, because I want to stick around, and you want to stick around, but just give him the chance to show you that he wants you to stick around. The last thing is
this.
There
you go.
Steve mentioned Every Man's Battle. I would definitely tee him up for that. If he would come spend the weekend with us, he would get stuff that it's like 6 months of being in my office in that weekend. Send him to the safest place on the planet to get some help.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content, content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. We go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with with you. There's a day on biblical integration in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, now don't forget that we're only on an hour a day, but there are people in Dallas at our call center. They're there just sitting around waiting. Well, they're probably talking to somebody, and then as soon as they get off, they're going to get to you. They want to help you. That's how they just thrive on helping people.
Are you talking about folks in our call center?
That's right.
I mean, can I say something about that real quick?
Yeah.
So when I started with this ministry, I started in the call center. You know, I was one of the folks that you'd reach when you dialed in. And I can tell you from that day all the way up till today, the folks in the call center genuinely, like, they have a heart to be on the phone with people who are hurting. That's why they do what they do. So to your point, Steve, man, call. If you got stuff going on, people on the other end of the line want to hear what's going on with you.
Absolutely. So you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us help you. All right, guys, pick our next caller, and let's talk to that person. Who's it going to be?
Let's go with Lucy, listening on WAVA in Washington, D.C.
Hi, Lucy, WAVA, D.C. Oh, there she went.
We lost Lucy.
All right, well, let's pick our next caller then.
Let's go with Doris in Houston, Texas. She's listening on KWRD.
Hi, Doris.
Hello.
Hi. How could we help today?
Well, I do appreciate you allowing me to talk with you about my issue. I have a 38-year-old daughter that has 4 children. She's never been married. And we actually raised her in the church. She was probably about 8 years old when I came to the Lord. And she was brought up in the church, and she knows about the ways of God.
Okay. Somehow, well, we understand that sometimes kids, they deviate from the teaching that they were given. She's got 4 kids, not married. Because we're at the end of the program, I'm going to need you to get to a question pretty quickly.
All right. The question is about trying to get a little closer to her. She's in rebellion, and she doesn't accept my opinions or advice.
Well, wait a second. I thought you wanted to get closer to her.
I do, but...
Well, I've never known anybody. I have never known anybody to get closer to somebody by giving them advice. It just... If you want to get close to me, that's probably not the way you're going to do it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, sort of speak, but what I'm saying is that I'm trying to help her. She wants me to help her financially all the time.
Okay.
Or babysitting, but... As far as me helping her make decisions that are sound, she doesn't want that. She is kind of like not sharing a lot of things with me, and she's just not a friend or a daughter.
Okay. Like, all right. She wants your time and your money, but she doesn't want the wisdom that you might have there. So what's the question for us? Well, how can we help you?
How can I get close to an adult child? How can I parent an adult child?
Doris, I'm curious, what does she say when you say, it seems like you like my money and babysitting, but you don't really want to have a relationship with me? What does she say?
I never said that. I haven't been brave enough to. I've been taking a lot of sweat off of her. I've been, you know, like kissing up to her, and you know, it's just that I don't know if I'm afraid to stand up for myself. I don't know.
Well, Doris, I hear two different issues going on here. The question was, how do I parent my adult child, and how do I get close to them? Can I tell you that most likely those two things are exclusive and you can't do both? That I'm not saying as a parent and as an parent of an adult child that you can't have your opinion, you can't have your perspective, and you can't give advice. Of course, I want those all to be in place, but that's different than drawing close to her. Giving her advice, as Steve was saying, is not drawing close. But I think letting her know how you're feeling, being vulnerable with her, letting know how you're experiencing her and how she's affecting you, as well as asking not doing questions like, what are you doing and where, how are you behaving, but being questions. And though being questions are like, how are you doing? Are you doing okay? I'm noticing this. I'm wondering about this. And it's really inviting her into a process instead of trying to force a behavioral change on her. We resist as people the force of behavioral change. But typically, not all the time, but typically we are drawn to invitation into the heart. And that's what I would want to encourage you. You're going to have to decide of, like, you know, what's more important to me here, drawing close to my daughter or her following my advice, because I don't think that you're going to get both of those things. In fact, I think the best thing, the best chance you have of her following your advice is connecting with her heart first. And that's where I would encourage you to put your time and put your energy, as well as one sidebar here. If it's your time and your money, then you get to decide what you want to do with that. She doesn't have to decide that for you.
That's right. Okay, well, I'm gonna give you a copy of this book, How to Have That Difficult Conversation by John and Henry, and I hope that will help you maybe, stick up for yourself. And in a, I think first you need to do something like that so she'll respect you and not just be using you. I'm really glad that you called. You know, a lot of times we don't want to hurt people, and so we don't say things. But not everything we say that is hurtful is harmful.
That's
in fact,
good.
If you go to a dentist who is not willing to hurt you, you're probably not going to get very good dental care. A little bit of hurt may be necessary for the help. Now, I know they say it's painless, but that's kind of a lie. Anyway, I want to be sure that we can speak the truth in love. And a lot of times we're more than willing to speak the truth, but we don't have any love. Mm-hmm. Or other times we think the only way that we can love is to never speak the truth. Yeah. Well, if you're confused about any of that, we want to help you. If you need some help finding yourself, taking back your life, those kinds of things, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We probably have a resource that you could use. You know, some people tell us that the only counseling they ever get is what they hear right here on this program. That's why I've tried to only get the best people around me to do this. And I'm just so grateful to get to do it. Grateful to bring people like Chris and Jason alongside that give you wisdom that I could never give you. So, if you can help us, please do by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE or go to online to newlife.com. You'll find there that you can click and go to tv.newlife.com. That's one of the greatest resources ever. Over 1,000 different videos that you can watch. And we hear people say, I heard this weekend, I heard people say, I watch it every day. I watch something. And it is changing my life. Because it's kind of like going to graduate school. And learning the things that you can apply the best to your life. I've got 52 ways to lose weight there. Toxic faith that we have to find a way to counter. You can also find out about Northview Church in Carmel, Indiana. I'll be preaching there on the 6th and 7th, Super Bowl Sunday. And then John Townsend the following week for that Healing is a Choice series. You could join us online. If you need help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you could help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hey, have a great day today. Thank you, Jason. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you to all of you who support, watch, listen, and pray. God bless you.
Thanks. Bye-bye. For listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.